Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I'm coming at you with a solo episode today on a topic that I know you are going to love because I get this question all the time. If you haven't seen the title yet, we are talking about why your tummy fat is the last to go and how to speed up the fat loss process to get rid of it faster. Because if you are anything like me, you would be struggling with this just as much as I did at the start of my journey. There's nothing more frustrating than busting your ass dieting and exercising and then staring at yourself in the mirror every day and not seeing the changes you want to your stomach and not understanding why. That can sabotage your results every day, because if you're anything like me, again, you'll see that the changes you want aren't happening with your stomach, and it makes you take even more drastic measures like dieting harder, exercising harder, looking for that quick fix fad thing that promises a flat stomach super quickly, things that are actually more detrimental to fat loss, especially long-term sustained fat loss, and they're just going to sabotage your results. And we don't want that. So this episode is going to help you understand why our bodies store and burn fat the way that they do, why they store it, where they store it, and what you need to do to actually get it to burn off everywhere so that it can come off your stomach as well. So if you're the type that likes to take notes, grab a pen and paper, girl. Otherwise, strap in and let's dive into it. Firstly, I want to talk about some differences in energy systems that our bodies use, because fat is basically an energy source that our bodies love to store to keep us alive. So we're going to talk about some differences there so you can get a bit of an understanding of how that works. And then we're going to talk about how our bodies adapt to store and burn fat differently based off what we do. And then we're going to talk about why they store it, where they store it, and then how to efficiently make sure it burns off as fast as possible for you without sabotaging your results. So you can get that flat tummy faster, like actually faster, because you won't be sabotaging yourself. So firstly, our bodies have two main energy systems. We've got obviously fat, which is kind of like a longer, slower burning energy source, and glycogen. Now, glycogen is basically carbohydrates in their most broken down form, and that stores in our liver and muscles. Our bodies use glycogen very, very readily. It's very easy for our bodies to grab glycogen, convert it to energy, and use it. So like, you know, walking, moving, fast movements, blinking, all those sorts of things, very easy for our bodies to grab glycogen, convert it to energy, and use it. Fat takes a little bit longer. It takes a bit longer for our body to grab a fat cell, break down its fatty acids, get them out, do the chemical reaction, convert it to energy, and then use it for your movements. So The difference between these two energy systems is glycogen only really has so much space to store in your body. There's only so much space in your muscles and liver for your body to store glycogen. Fat, however, can just keep going. Your fat cells can get bigger. You can get more of them. Our bodies have infinite space to store fat. And it loves to use fat as a survival mechanism before that reason, because it can basically store as much as it wants to keep you alive. Now, if you think about like way back in caveman days where our bodies evolutionarily and biologically, our bodies are still acting as if we've just evolved into humans, like way back when. So think about, you know, back in those days, food was scarce. It was very common to go for a period of time without a meal, but still have to expend energy. I tried to say energy expenditure. So our bodies had to adapt to be able to conserve energy with minimal energy input. And a large part of that is efficiently burning and storing fat. Our bodies are still back there, but today's society, food is readily available. So we're not really going to come across a time where we have to go for days on end without food. But we do put ourselves on purpose into calorie deficits, and our bodies adapt to those still very quickly. which is going to be important when I'm talking about how to actually efficiently get your body to burn fat. But understanding that now is going to help you understand the rest of what we're going to talk about in this episode. So basically, as you know, fat burning occurs as part of your metabolic process, fat burning and storing. Anything that goes on inside your body in terms of energy consumption usage is part of your metabolism, which is part of your parasympathetic nervous system. So your parasympathetic nervous system is all of the processes that go on inside your body that you don't consciously control. So like blinking, breathing, digestion, all of those things, you're not consciously thinking about doing them, but they're happening in the background. Same as with body fat storage and fat burning. So let's think about why our bodies store fat where they do. Like, how come we put it on certain areas of our body and not others? And why does our body not want to burn it from certain areas, but it is okay to burn it from others? Like, I get this question all the time. It's like, how come my boobs were the first to go and not my bloody stomach? How come when I gain weight, it's like last to gain in my boobs, but first to go from my boobs? All of these questions and frustration. And yeah, it is frustrating because we don't get to choose. We don't get to choose where our bodies store fat because it's part of the parasympathetic nervous system. You don't get to control that consciously. So if you're like, you've all heard the term, like you can't do sit-ups to just burn belly fat. Your body will pick and choose exactly where it stores fat and exactly where it burns it from individually to you. That's why you'll see everyone on the planet has a different body shape. They've got body fat stored in different areas. Some people have very thin extremities and a bigger midsection. Other people might just have big hips and be small everywhere else. Like everyone's to a small degree, like to the minute degree, everyone's body will store and burn fat differently, which is another reason you can't compare your results to someone else's. There is a general rule, which is what we're going to cover today, that as humans, there are reasons that our bodies on a general scale will store fat in certain areas and not so much in others. And that's just purely down to efficiency. Because again, our bodies are super smart at being efficient at keeping us alive and making things as easy as possible for itself. So think of it like this. If when you're gaining weight or when you gain weight, you might notice a little bit around your fingers and your wrists, your toes, you know, but you're going to notice more of it around your upper thighs, your bum, in your belly, and your upper arms, and maybe around your chest area. You're going to notice it more in the midsection than you are on the extremities. There's a reason for that. And when I say it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, of course. But essentially, if you think about it, there's not a great deal of space in your fingers and your hands and your wrists for fat cells to expand. Like it's going to take a lot of effort for your body to stretch the skin, to lay down fat cells, to expand those fat cells, to store fat there. Take a bit of effort. Whereas around your upper thigh, around your bum, around your abdomen, around your triceps, you got a bit more room there. You know, that the skin, there's a bit more space to put some fat cells, to actually expand some fat cells into. And so your body's going to store fat where it is most efficient for it to store fat, where it's easiest to store it, where there's plenty of room. That's why you'll notice that you'll burn fat from the extremities inwards. So when you do start losing weight, the first thing you'll notice is like your fingers and your wrists will get a bit smaller. And you'll definitely notice like abdomen will get smaller, like your bum and your thighs will get a bit smaller too. But you'll definitely notice that the extremities will lose all of the weight they need to lose basically first. And then the more accumulative fat around the midsection will start to go after that. Now, there's a few reasons for this. The first reason is obviously energy breakdown efficiency. Like if your energy systems, all of the areas of your body where the nutrients are going to get into your bloodstream are kind of in the middle of your body. They're in your abdomen, they're in the midsection. So it's going to be a lot easier for your body to break down fat cells in your midsection and pull the energy from that to get into your bloodstream than in your fingertip. So it's going to prioritize having more fat cells around the midsection for that reason as well. But other than that, there's plenty of room. Like inside your midsection, around the organs, there's so much room for fat storage that your body's just going to chuck it there because it's easier. And because our bodies want to keep fat on us for our survival, because like I said before, they're way back in caveman days, back where it was possible for us to go for days on end without food. Our bodies are still ready for you to not have a next meal and to be ready to need to tap into that energy for survival. So it wants to prioritize keeping as much fat on it as possible. So in the midsection, it's gonna put it there because it's easier to store it, easier to keep it there. Also, it's good protection for your internal organs. And our bodies, our parasympathetic nervous system knows that as well. And ladies, here's the real kicker for us with the lower tummy. Our parasympathetic nervous system also knows that the reproductive organs are there. And it's predisposed to lay down more fat in that lower tummy section because it's protecting the reproductive area. Because if there's a baby in there, you don't want just like a tiny sheet of skin covering that. You want to have some cushioning, some fat there for warmth, for protection, for cushioning, padding, I guess is the better word. So yeah, our bodies are predisposed. Our female bodies are predisposed to have more fat around that section. You'll notice guys don't generally get a little pouch under their belly button for that exact reason. But that doesn't mean that you can't get rid of it. But understanding that this is why our bodies store fat where they do is super important. Now, another reason that your body stores fat where it does, you'll notice upper thighs, bum, upper arms, we tend to put a fair bit of fat around there as well, like your chest area near your armpits. The reason for that is hormonal, because we've got our lymphatic system, which transports fluids throughout our body. We've got lymph nodes, which are predominantly in our hips and under our arms, which are basically like checkpoints. I guess you'd call them like clean filtration stations for your lymphatic system. And our bodies like to keep fatty acids around there as well, because it's easy to sort of get the nutrients out of the fat cells when they're broken down to transport them into your system. So our bodies are basically storing fat where they store it, to be super efficient at how they can then use that fat for protection and for energy breakdown, or for cellular breakdown to release the energy from the fat cells to keep you alive, essentially. So our bodies love to prioritize the way that they burn and store fat, because in the event that you are no longer able to eat food for an extended period of time, fat is basically what you're going to firstly rely on to stay alive. That is why your body fights you so hard to burn fat easily, especially when you get down to those last few kilos. I learned this the hard way as well. I had to do research to find this out, because I was like, how come I keep, like, I go really well and I lose like 5 kilos or so, and then it's like my cravings just kick in, and it's like my body's just trying to tell me, just have the biscuits. You've earned it. You've earned it. I had to go through this for a long time before I realized that what's actually happening is your parasympathetic nervous system, it does not understand that your fat losses, like your intentions to lose weight, you intend to stop at a healthy body weight percentage. You know that you're going to stop losing weight when you get down to a healthy body fat percentage that you're happy with. But your parasympathetic nervous system doesn't know that. It just sees the fat just getting taken away. And it's like, oh my gosh, there goes our long-term survival mechanism. Holy crap, we need to put a stop to this. Get the fat back on. So your brain's going to play tricks with you. So understanding that can really help you to stop sabotaging yourself as well. That was a little bonus tip in there, because you know that it's your brain, just it's your parasympathetic nervous system freaking out, thinking that you don't intend to stop at a healthy body weight percentage, but you know you do. So just keep going through it. You will get to a point where you'll just keep seeing the results. You'll be like, we are so close to our goal. You'll get to your goal, and then you can maintain from there, obviously. But understanding that, at least you can clock it and you can say, I know what's going on here. I don't want to sabotage myself. I'm going to keep going. I'm choking on my own words. I'm going to keep going. So that, yeah, that was a little side tip there. But yes, for the most part, our bodies are the kings and queens of efficiency. They will store fat as efficiently as possible to maintain energy, and they will to maintain life, basically, and they will burn fat as efficiently as possible to maintain life. It will store it around your midsection mostly, because that's where the most room is. It's the most efficient, and it's, you know, protection for the organs and the reproductive system. It'll hang around the lymph nodes areas as well. So hips, upper thighs, bum, hips, and upper arms and chest area, you'll find you probably store a bit there as well. Again, everyone is a bit different, but that is why your body stores fat where it stores it. So how do you get rid of the stubborn fat? How do you get rid of it? It's super easy. You just have to find the right method for you that feels efficient, that feels easy, that feels sustainable for you to burn fat. You've got to put your body in the optimal position where it feels safe to release the fat. So big calorie deficits are not going to cut it. Because remember what I said at the start of the episode, our bodies adapt so quickly to store and to store fat efficiently and not burn fat efficiently to keep you alive. So if your body thinks that no energy is coming in because you're under eating by being in a huge calorie deficit, your body is going to see that as way back in caveman days. It needs to be become efficient at maintaining energy while there's still energy output. So it's going to slow your fat burning down to keep you alive longer. So huge calorie deficits do not work. You want to be giving your body enough energy throughout the day and enough nutrients throughout the day that it happily is getting enough energy to do what it needs to do, but just keeping it in such a slight calorie deficit that it has to tap into your fat stores for that extra bit of energy. But you're not putting your body into like a stressed out state where it's going to shut fat burning down and basically slow that process down. So a slight 200 to 300 calorie deficit is what I always say. That's what all of my FitFam girls are basically on with their meal plans. That's just enough to make your body tap into your excess fat stores and burn them down without putting more fat on, but without also freaking your body out and making it slow the fat burning process down. And then exercise can also help to increase the energy burn as well. Obviously, strength training, laying muscle tissue down will increase your resting metabolic rate. So then you can be burning fat more efficiently throughout the day as a whole. You can increase the amount of fat that you can burn throughout the day just existing. So putting your body in a situation where it feels safe to let go of its fat reserves and then maintaining that process and keeping it up until all of the fat you don't want on your body is gone. You don't get to choose. You don't get to choose where it comes from first. The only way to get rid of the unwanted weight that's on your tummy is to do the right thing that will get fat off all of your body and just be patient until it's gone from your stomach. So standing in the mirror on week 3 and only looking at your stomach and not taking notice of any of the other changes, thinking that you're not seeing the results you want because your tummy hasn't changed the way you wanted to, and then going off and dieting harder, exercising harder, taking some sort of drastic drug or pill or supplement is not going to get you to where you want to be. It's not going to make your tummy fat go any faster. If anything, it's just going to put your body into a stressed out state that's going to cause it to hold fat more. So the fastest way to get the results you want are to just stay consistent. And don't forget to look at the other results you're getting as well. Don't ever neglect all of the other progress you're getting, even if it's not visual, even if it's just like a little habit that you improved, something that you noticed you did really well that week, an improvement that you made somewhere else, like maybe you went and got a healthy takeaway instead of going to the KFC drive-thru. Maybe you did a workout when you actually didn't feel like it instead of bailing. Tiny little things. Maybe you've increased your water intake consistently all week. Whatever it is, you know, it doesn't just have to be visible or scales changes. Definitely doesn't have to be scales changes. I'm not even going to bring that into the topic today, but look at all of the changes. You know, did your thighs change? Did your bum change? Are your forearms looking thinner? Like, that's a thing. You know, that means that you're getting progress. And if you're getting progress in other places, it means your body is in the right position to continually happily burning fat. You keep going down that road and you will eventually get it from your stomach. But your body is going to prioritize keeping it around your abdomen for as long as possible because that is where it's got the most room. That's its favorite place to put it. It's the most efficient to get out for energy, and it's easiest to store there, and there's the most room. So, you know, it's not going to give away its favorite thing first up. It's going to make you fight for it. It's going to burn fat from the places it's like, you know, like I said, your extremities, where it's just easier to get rid of. Can't really store much there anyway. It's harder to deal with out there. I'm just putting this in really layman's terms. But then the midsection is where it's really important for your body to have that stuff, and it's not going to just give that up straight up. That's not the first place your body's going to release it from because it wants it there. So knowing that, hopefully from now on, you will be able to look in the mirror and actually be okay with the fact that your stomach isn't the first thing to get flat because it's not supposed to. Just genetically, biologically, that's just not how our bodies use fat. And that's okay. do the right things to burn fat off as a whole, and it will eventually come off your stomach because it's not going to have a choice. At the end of the day, you're going to get to a point where your body's just going to be like, all right, we still need to be burning fat. We've got none anywhere else to use. We're just going to, yeah, it's going to get to the point where the stomach fat is going to drastically start going down as well. Because your body is going to keep a minimal amount of fat. We want to bear in mind, we are staying at a healthy body fat percentage here. We're not getting down to the point where we've got no body fat on us. We're not talking about that. Your body is going to keep body fat in other parts of your body, which is why, girls, which is why you do struggle with that very last bit of tummy fat. You do struggle with it, and you've got to keep at it for a long time because your body, like I said, it's going to keep fat stores everywhere else. It's going to keep in your forearms, in your lower legs. It's going to keep putting fat in those areas because our bodies are designed to have a minimal amount of fat stores everywhere around us. It's part of like protection and warmth and things like that. And because of that, it's always got those fat cells out there to pull from. So it is going to keep prioritizing keeping it around the abdomen. So you are just going to have to really stay patient, keep at it. The more muscle and strength you build, the less your body is going to feel the need to actually keep that fat around there as well. The tighter you're going to look anyway, because you're going to have that more muscle density that gives you that firm look. And the healthier you keep your body over a longer period of time, the less it's going to actually feel the need to really like hoard that fat around that area as well, or any areas of your body. So bearing that in mind as well, I don't want you to think that, you know, belly fat is just something that you can just like snap your fingers and get rid of. Do the right things consistently, stay at it, and don't expect it to be an overnight thing. You will get there. Just trust the process. So I hope this has been super helpful. I know there's a lot of questions off the back of this as well. If there's anything I've said that you're just not quite sure about and you think, oh, I just want a bit more clarity on that, or any questions over something that maybe you're wondering that I haven't covered at all and I haven't realized I haven't covered, I'm not sure. Any questions at all, always just feel free to reach out to me on socials. I will leave the links to my Instagram and Facebook in the show notes for you as always. Inbox is always open, even if it's not related to the podcast episode, and just hearing this has prompted you to ask me a question you were thinking about a while ago. Whatever it is, inbox is always open, my girls. That is it from me for this episode. I won't keep going on and around in circles about it. And you know the drill. You know the drill. I love when you girls share this episode with people that you know will benefit from it. So please do not keep it to yourself. If you've got any friends or family who you think would benefit from hearing this, tell them about us. Tell them to jump on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts are the main ones. And if you've got time, I would really love it if you could jump on the platform you're listening to or listening on and leave us a 5-star review, because it helps us get up the top of the searches when people are looking for health and wellness podcasts, which means we can reach more girls and help them too. So you will be part of that if you're sharing it. And take a snapshot and share it to your Instagram story and tag me so I can see that you're listening to it, because I love it when I get feedback from you guys listening to this podcast. All right, my lovelies, thank you so much for tuning in. That is it from me, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now.